This is psychologist Mark Rohde, and today's topic is organizing your time. If you're a whiz at time management and everything in your life is getting done without any undue anxiety, you can stop listening to this. You've obviously got better things to do. If you're not a time management pro, keep listening. Let's think a bit about what you need to get done. Employment, sleep, eating, personal hygiene, shopping, household tasks, recreation, support meetings, family interaction, socializing with friends, paying the bills, health and mental health appointments, getting places, working out, car upkeep, a bit of personal time, and perhaps attending college, volunteer work, helping the kids with homework, and religious activities. There's a lot of stuff that needs doing. If you don't have a schedule and aren't prioritizing things, some tasks are apt to be important that are likely to be a casualty. In the past, your addiction held a certain priority, and now recovery needs to be job one. A few suggestions. First, let's take a moment to consider the relationship between your addictive behavior and your management of time. For some people, feeling overwhelmed was a trigger that led to using. If you can organize the things you need to do, it won't be overwhelming. You'll feel empowered by your ability to manage your life. Less stress equals fewer relapse triggers. Find ways to schedule your time. Some people use a calendar on their smartphone. Others have a calendar on the wall at home. Some have a whiteboard or a running to-do list, but find some method that will work for you. You're going to want to know when you're going to get things done. Scheduling work, school, and sleep are obvious, but support meetings and therapy appointments are also critical for most people who are serious about their recovery. Get them on your calendar. You might want to listen again to the list of tasks at the start of this podcast and prioritize them. You'll want to find a place for everything in your schedule. We would suggest that you strongly consider hanging out with people that you know to be very effective in their use of time, and then carefully observe the choices they make surrounding how they spend their time. Most people would benefit from using the calendar on their smartphone and then setting alarms for critical items like appointments. For many people in recovery, procrastination is a real issue, and you may need to address that with your coach or therapist. If you're thinking you can put off working on procrastination, that's not funny. Think about time as a precious commodity. Once it's gone, you can't get it back. Your attitude about time is likely to drive how you spend the hours of the day. When you run errands, see how many of them you can combine into a single trip to save some time. Whenever you've got a big task that seems overwhelming, break it up into smaller pieces that will be much more manageable. If you're not employed, looking for work or doing some volunteer job is likely to be beneficial. On the other hand, if you've recognized that you're something of a workaholic, cutting back on time at work and finding greater balance would be important. I'd suggest talking about these options with your therapist or your recovery coach. Some people in early recovery work hard to build their reputation on the job because it may have taken a beating. And while this is completely understandable, we would encourage not overdoing it. If you're feeling stressed, you're probably overdoing it. You've heard it before, moderation in all things. Work to eliminate tasks that absolutely waste time. You probably don't have to check your email or social media 7 times a day. Be sure there's a clock in your work environment so you can keep track of time, and then learn to say no when some low-priority task might threaten your ability to handle everything else. It would be helpful if you became something of a student of time management. You might consider getting a book like Stephen Covey's The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Oh, and then read it. In the end, you're likely to find that your ability to manage time will result in having more time. Please don't let that free time turn into boredom, because we all know that boredom is a risk factor for relapse. You might want to take up yoga, join a softball league, catch an additional support meeting. Once in a while, you're likely to reconsider how you're handling your management of time. And in time, you'll probably want to make some changes. Thanks for listening.